the American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the street, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. Be with you for the next 2 hours on this 25th day of February 2005. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. Before I do anything else or utter another word, people have been complaining that I, because of the bad shortwave reception out there nowadays, because we're getting ready to change to the daylight frequencies, that I do not repeat addresses and phone numbers enough or slow enough. So for the benefit of you international shortwave listeners out there, we will do that right now. If you would like to contact Republic Broadcasting Network, just simply address it RBN. We can do one of two ways. I can give you a P.O. box, or I can give you our actual physical address. I think that'd probably be better. 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can write us at P.O. box 6719 in Round Rock, Texas, 78683. Make the distinction between the two postal zone numbers, even though that it's less than a half a mile off. The first one is 78664 for the P.O. box 6719 in Round Rock. It's 78663. Phone numbers for the call-in, 800-313-9443. To order gold and silver, 800-691-7898. To talk to somebody at the network on any subject, 800-724-2719. Remember, the 800-313-9443 is the call-in number to the programs on this network. We'll take a deep breath, a short break, and we'll be right back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
There is so much going on in the world today, folks. There is many things to be cautious of, not necessarily fearful, because when you have knowledge, that puts fear in abeyance. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I think that's a Holly Bible kind of a thing. Gee, they were pretty smart, weren't they? A friend of mine stopped in here today, and just out of the blue, hadn't seen him in a couple of weeks, doesn't get up this way much. And he came in to describe that he just found out a friend of his is in the hospital down in San Marcos, Texas. The girl might die. And I knew this girl, and I knew that she was always suffering some ailment or another, and we never could figure out, and you think sometimes, are people being a little bit too paranoid, are they overreacting, or, whatever the case may be, and we never quite, after being to doctor after doctor about skin lesions and so on and so forth, never quite could figure it out. So, those kind of things go into the I don't know column, and nobody ever knows what to do about it or think about it or even say about it. Well, as it turns out, she was complaining that she had skin rashes. I mean, even to the point, and people thought she was loony for doing this, taking baths and straight bleach to kill whatever she felt was crawling on her skin. Now, this sounds kind of bizarre, but I know this girl. I talked to her myself, and she said, it feels like my skin's crawling all the time, and she would scratch her head until patches of her hair would fall out. Now, you know, seeing this and not being a medical person or, you know, not being a dermatologist or whatever the case may be, just a layman looking at the situation, go, well, you know, you got some skin rash or something, you know, don't worry about it. You know, don't lose sleep over it and don't scratch your hair out of your scalp. Well, a friend of mine was surfing the web and said, John, you're not going to believe this. And he says, I think I found out what was wrong with her. Now, she's in the hospital right now with pneumonia, and I mean, she's right on death's door. Come to find out, what this may in fact be is called Morgellons disease. Now, a post on Jeff Rentz's site, Rentz.com, by Jim Mortellaro, there we go, I knew I could get that out. He sent in a post, and you can look this up for yourself. If you just go to and do a web search on Morgellons disease, and that's spelled Morgellons disease, just do a web search on Google, and it'll bring up a site. And some of this studying has been going on since 1935. Now, you would think that since there's five major outbreaks that have happened in this country, well, guess where three out of the five folks were? Houston, Dallas, oh, that's right, Austin, Texas. Now, this is what's written about this. This condition exhibits as pustules in the presence of strange fibers within the lesion. The bacterium causing this condition has been found. It is named, and it says here, try to take a deep breath and get somebody else to pronounce this. I will try. It's called sternotropha. Ammonia maltophilia, and don't ask me to spell that again or pronounce it. The crawling skin feeling is caused by multiple flagella on the bacterium, and the fibers are actually produced by the bacterium itself. Bottled water has been blamed for the largest element of infection, and the biggest offender is bottled water from France. One study observed that one-third of the bottled waters from France contain this organism. Does this sound like news to you? It is to me, folks. Because everybody is walking around like a baby with a pacifier stuck in its face. That's right. You all see everybody with these plastic bottles of water sucking on these things. Now, the treatment is intensive and requires high dosages of sulfur drugs and antibiotics, although the bacteria appear to be resistant to many antibiotics. In conclusion, while it may not be the best thing in the world, drink water from your tap and stop spending money on sucking up germs for your trouble. Many bottled waters here in the States are also affected. Now, one nice thing about this mess is the fact that the bacterium is killed by boiling. Further, if you like bubbles, he says, as I do, carbonated water is immune to the bugs. This may be due to the higher base figure and or the processing of the carbonated water. And he signs off by saying, search Morgellons disease for more information on this unusual and recent phenomenon. And again, that's spelled Morgellons. Morgellons disease. And by looking at the web and doing some background and just some cursory reading on the subject, like I said, going back to 1935, people have known about this. Now, my question is, if three of the major five hotspots for this disease has been Dallas, Houston, and Austin, Texas, I haven't seen anything on the news about it. Have you? Oh, Iraq didn't want to support us in the war in Iraq, the illegal, unconstitutional war in Iraq, going in there for no good reason at all. We pick on the French, and we were declaring that we're going to stop calling these sliced-up potatoes or deep-fried French fries. Why not go after the bottled water? Why? Because people don't know about it. That's why. And I'm wondering, this is a condition that's been around for quite some time. Doctors, mind you, and dermatologists do not know what they're looking at. This is not making it into too many medical journals. And this is the way doctors find out about the latest and greatest bacterium or viruses or and or diseases. So we will stay on this thing, and we'll give you a follow-up on this. The information, by the way, was taken from my friend from the network here straight to the hospital because I know these doctors don't know what they're dealing with. She has been to several doctors. Even some have suggested that this may be psychosomatic. Yeah, like I'm going to be sitting around scratching my hide off and pulling my hair out. Yeah. But, you know, she would describe symptoms such as, you know, my skin feels like it's crawling. Now, evidently, and this is what my friend told me, He said, look, John, he says, you know, I didn't believe this until a little while ago. She's sitting there and she's saying, you know, I want you to see this. You think I'm crazy. She actually, around one of these pustules, grabbed the small fiber and pulled on it. And the thing came out of her arm and it was about a foot long. Very, very fine fiber. I'm talking super fine fiber, but it was fibrous and it stuck together in one strand. And this is actually what the bacterium itself produces. Now, I've got somebody online, Lauren in Ohio, used to deal with pharmaceuticals and a lot of doctors. She says she's got a comment on this. Lauren, do you know anything more about this?
I sure do. It hit my whole family, and it almost killed me and my daughter. So it's serious. I'm in good shape. I know how to use herbs. I know I was on oregano, on garlic, on everything. You need tetracycline.
Tetracycline.
Okay? Plain old doxycycline or tetracycline.
Well, I've got bottles and bottles of that stuff.
Well, good. And people, you know, it's very simple. It's very inexpensive. This is the same medicine you would take for zits when you were a teenager. It is such a benign antibiotic, and I used to sell antibiotics. I'm here to tell you, tetracycline inhibits the growth of mycoplasma. That's the only one that does it, okay? The cephalosporin antibiotics that they're using on these people, the way they work is they break the cell wall and dump the contents of the cell into the surrounding tissue. So that damages the surrounding tissue. And the other trick is mycoplasma has no cell wall. So you didn't kill it. You just dumped it out, and now it's running through your body looking for another set of cells to go into.
Well, that's kind of like, I don't know if the proper analogy here is for cancer patients. There's a lot of cancers that once doctors start cutting into it, it just goes, explodes through your body.
Well, of course. And the thing is, when they culture it out, what do they come up with? SV40 monkey virus. So this is bio warfare. This is what they spent all this time and energy doing. This is why they're knocking off the microbiologists, so that you won't be able to get a cure. Oh, we need money. We need to study it. You don't need to study it. You need to get some tetracycline or some doxycycline. And let me tell you, this spread through the radio station where I am. And I told the girl, I said, look, I said, tell your husband, go to the doctor, do this. He did it within one day. He was feeling better. I mean, I'm talking about the neurological symptoms. I'm talking about the bleeding noses. It's funny because NPR had over the weekend the 18 flu,
mm-hmm.
and they were describing it, and they were saying that President Wilson had it when he was making the, when he agreed to keep the League of Nations and all that. All of a sudden, he just made a bunch of concessions, and it turned out his aide had died of the flu, and he had flu with high fever, neurological symptoms. I'm telling you what, this thing knocked me out so fast. My husband had had it for 3 days, but we have an aeronizer, and we really kept it down. This is highly contagious. He got this by stepping into this radio office. He was in there. He handed them some oregano oil because I was trying to help the girl.
Right.
He came out of the office. Honey, he had that mess, and it knocked him down for 3 days. Finally, I said, go get that tetracycline, and he did. But the problem is he had coughed all over us for 3 whole days. So we got it. And the thing is, the tetracycline cleaned it up within hours. The foggy head, the sweating, to soaking your shirt, and then you think you're over it, and it comes back and hits you again. And for the people with the lesions, those lesions, I can't tell you all the details of it, but if you the powerhour.com, they have a whole bunch of information on there. Then the mycoplasma patent, if you look up the mycoplasma patent, take that with you to your doctor. Let him see it, because the medical physicians, my father's a doctor, he doesn't know anything about this. And this is the point. The medical doctors are not being trained on mycoplasma.
That's
the military medical doctors are.
Yeah, but not the civilian
doctors.
And when you walk in, this guy, you walk in with a complaint or a symptom, and this guy is, through his medical knowledge and experience, the symptoms could match dozens of other things. This guy doesn't know what he's looking at.
Well, but that's how mycoplasma works, and it presents differently depending on your genetic makeup. So, like my husband, yes, the hair was falling out. Yes, he had the big, seething patches of, this stuff took over his whole torso. It was disgusting. And so I'm telling you, though, it responded, and it responded quickly. So the patent number, just for people who want it, you can get to the U.S. Patent Office, or it is on the PowerHour.com's website.
All right.
But the USPTO.gov, and then the patent number is 5242. 8820.
You said that you were working at a radio station now?
No, I call them a lot to give them information about you and your products and tell them to get their water filters and get their aronizers and like that. But
bless your heart, Lauren.
Okay, God bless you. I appreciate everything you're doing.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The aronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
We've got a full schedule here today, folks. No open phone Friday today. Next hour, guest Richard Masker. And we're going to talk about programming and how this gentleman has been real good at deprogramming people. So stick around for that next hour, second hour of the National Intel Report. I want to mention, you know, what a segue here for a special that we had started this week on water filtration. Gee, folks. You know, we've asked the question before of people, why do you keep buying the bottled water? Why do you keep buying the bottled water when you can have a Berkey, filter your own water, and, folks, you're doing it yourself. You're not depending on somebody that is putting a label on something that says, well, this is pure stuff, and, you know, we guarantee it. Well, until you get sick, and then you have to discover what the disease is, and then backtrack, sue a multi-million-dollar corporation, and hope your lawyer's good enough. No. Folks, we need to take more control of what's going on in our lives and, more importantly, what's going into our bodies. And we're going to kind of stay on this theme here for this hour. Jerry Gudetti coming up next. Folks, it's spring plant time. I don't know if anybody really understands and why, and do they really get what we're talking to them about and why they should be heeding our advice. You know, sometimes it's just too much information. It doesn't affect you. You've not heard about it before or whatever the case may be. And you have a tendency to just let it go. Well, it's not important because it's not affecting me right now. I've got other things to do or think about. Folks, think about this. Whatever you put into your body is, you know, this thing is only on loan from God for a short amount of time. You know, it came out of the dust. It's going to go back to the dust. And it's up to us to maintain optimum health, even though our health is being assaulted by many different things. So what a perfect segue to this. We've got, these are not scratch and dent sales on the Imperials and the Crown British Birkfelds. These are the Mac Daddies, the finest that British Birkfeld has produced. And they are on special. Okay? Please, folks. You know, why are you taking chances with your health? Why are you going to the floodings in Southwest, hurricanes in Florida? There's people time after time after time loading up on bottled water at the store. Or you'll do it for recreational stuff. You'll take your bottled water with you on a jog or whatever. Why are you trusting somebody else? Why? Do it yourself, folks. Save some of those plastic bottles. Do your own Berkey water. Take that out with you. Folks, it's wet water. When you drink Birkfeld water, it tastes different. It's wetter on your tongue. It slides down your throat like some kind of silken mass. It's great stuff. Gets out the bacterium, all the garbage in the water. Pure, clean water, folks. That's what your body's designed to take in. It can't handle the load being, how should I say, depleted from vitamins, minerals, and everything else. Fluorides, all kinds of stuff put in our water. Folks, come on. The essential building block of life is water. Why are you taking a chance with it? For emergencies or everyday use, folks. And I didn't do that story here on the strange disease that I'm just now finding out about, and the friends laying in a hospital dying of this stuff. We've been telling you for a long time, please, rely upon yourself. Self-reliance is the key to survival, especially nowadays. Look. The Imperial is normally $445. This has six of the big Dalton filters in it. These filters last forever. Can do up to 120 gallons a day. You want to cook with it? Fine. Want to do your juices, your iced teas, your coffees, whatever else, drinking water? How about feeding? My pets, if I give them tap water, they walk away from the bowl anymore. They don't like the smell of chlorine, and they don't like the taste of fluoride, and they don't trust it. They walk away from it. I have a tendency to think that sometimes animals have better sense than us humans do. 120 gallons a day, it'll hold 5 gallons at a shot. Now, keep in mind that these are very well-made units, made to last a lifetime. Stainless steel, polished, beautiful. I mean, they are beautiful. They'll go with any decor, folks, in your home. So if you're worried about something that may not go on your kitchen counter, forget about it. It even looks nice. The Imperial, normally $445. It is on special, and these are not damaged or scratch and dents. These are brand new units in the box. Your cost out there, not $445, $315. The next one up, the biggest one that British Birkfeld makes, is called the Crown. It holds 6 1/4 gallons at a time, can do up to 165 gallons a day, and it's got 8 of the Dalton filters in there. Normally, this is $559. It's a chunk of change, and it's worth every penny of it at those prices. But we're always shopping for you folks out there. I want you to be healthy, folks. It's only priced at $375. So give us a call today at 800-724-2719. And we'll make sure we get you one of these units, folks. Whether it's disasters or flooding or boil alerts or what, and generally speaking, you only find out about the boil alerts, that's right, after they discover the problem that's already in the pipes and the water pipes of your city municipalities. Or if you're going out camping or whatever, you can take these units with you. Folks, this is not a joke. You can literally filter mud puddle water and get clean, fresh drinking water, bacteria, germ, and virus-free out of the other end of this thing. It can literally save your life. Give us a call today, 800-724-2719. We will take a short break. Roger, John, and Eddie, I'm going to roll your calls real quick because we're getting ready to change topic here, but I want to get your input on what I talked about this wonderful disease that three major spots in the United States, that's right down here in Texas, Austin, Dallas, and Houston. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, I want to roll these calls real quick because Jerry Gudetti from ARC Institute is online, sponsor to this network, and very pleased to have her on board. Folks, we're not kidding. We want you to be more self-sufficient and eat naturally because that's what we were supposed to be doing. Let's go to the calls real quick. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, John. Yeah, I didn't tune in about a quarter after. Anyway, a couple nights back on Nori, the doctor guest of his said he'd only had success with triple doses of the sulfa drug. I don't know if those antibiotics are in that class. But and then another doctor called in contesting his whole premise, and he's saying that also, or I don't think he implied exclusively necessarily, because these bacteria are obviously involved. Oh, and on the first doctor, he said that was able to wipe it out, but there were still persistent pockets where, so you didn't wipe it out completely with this initial drug regimen. I don't know what you do to clean up, but apparently it wipes out the considerable majority of the problem with that triple dose.
No, now, was they specifically talking about Morgellons disease?
Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah, it was just two nights ago, like for 40 minutes, an hour. Was this,
well, you know what? This is a big surprise to me because evidently doctors have been studying this since 1935, and apparently somebody's discovered a third of the bottled water coming in from France has this stuff in it, and I don't see any alerts from the CDC, do you?
No, but lastly I had was this other doctor called in and basically contesting his ideology of the fibers, and he says that viruses, he was a microbiologist, he said that viruses he studied can create from the body the virtually the exact same fibers without the presence of this bacteria.
Mm. Well, at any rate,
That was it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Roger. I appreciate it. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, John. Adding to this, Don Scott out of Canada, you've had him as a guest on your show.
Yeah, on the subject of mycoplasmas, yes.
Right. Every one of us now have a degree of mycoplasma in our system. And when I was made a phone call to his home, he said that the tetracycline will help it eliminate the or kill the mycoplasma, but it'll still be in the system. He says you'll always have it. And he said the best thing to do is to keep your immune system up, and that means to keep it probably about a 7.1 or 7.2 pH.
Right.
So if you check your immune system and it's down, you're going to be open to any of these infections. But if it's up at 7.1, 7.2, you're not going to be affected by any of these.
Well, you know what? I mean, and unless it's in the air, I can certainly stop it by at least filtering the water that I drink, and I can grow decent food in soil and out that's not contaminated and it's not burned out by chemicals. And the other thing that I can think of is in the air. Now, I can't do a whole heck of a lot about that, but I can do something about two out of three of those.
Right. And but his whole thing, he's a gentleman of age, too. I think he's in his late 80s. He just said, keep your pH up, and you'll be all right.
They're discovering that on cancer also, that pH has a tendency to not let... I mean, everybody's got cancer cells in their bodies. It doesn't mean everybody's going to die of cancer. John, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right, sir. And Eddie in West Virginia, and then we'll get to Jerry Gudetti. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, John. This is relative to yesterday's conversation when your guest was trying to determine what to call that stuff we call money.
Yeah.
All right. It is script. S-C-R-I-P.
I like that better.
Well, you'll find it in Black's Law Dictionary, okay? And that was introduced in the southern West Virginia in the late 1800s and 1900s when the coal camps would not pay off in what we call money at that time, silver and gold. They printed scrip, and that was a medium of exchange. The coal companies built the homes. They built their own store for the miners. They built their own church for their own preacher. That's the origin scrip. I yield to the next caller.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. I've got online. Laura, by the way, that... used to peddle those pharmaceuticals at the doctor's offices. You remember sitting in the doctor's office and seeing somebody come in with a briefcase with a big smile on their face? Yeah, that's where all those free samples the doctor would give you, you know. He doesn't know what he's giving you. He's just going to give them to you. But at any rate, Lauren said, and don't forget, folks, yes, you can do something about the air. Stupid me, we have the ironizers. But we can't do anything about the, wait a minute, maybe Ted Trachilis is going to invent one for planet-wide air purification. Who knows? The guy might come up with it. But you can do something about your interior air in your homes and in your workspaces with the ionizer. Thank you for reminding me, Lauren. I've got Jerry Gudetti online, ARC Institute, and it is springtime, and this is timely. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John. How are you today?
I am doing just fine. How are you doing, ma'am?
Just doing great. We have a gorgeous spring day here out in southern Oregon.
Well, we've had our days down here. I think people get tired of hearing this, especially when they're up to their eyeballs in salt, snow, and slush. And I always tease them during the wintertime because down here we have pretty mild winters. But up there in the north, it's sub-freezing, and it's just miserable. The trees are bare. It's just ugly. You get a gray day up there, and you think the planet ended. So I always tease them, but they always get me back because all they have to do is look at the weather map down here starting, let me see. This is February, March, going into April, May, June. It just gets hotter and hotter and hotter down here in Texas. So we play this little game back and forth every single year.
Right.
Look, this past, first part of this program, a friend of mine stopped by and was telling me that I think I found out what was wrong with a friend of mine. And we were talking about stuff in water. And I said, folks, You can control what you put in your body. You know, more people, Jerry, are going to the grocery stores, and they're buying naturally grown foods. Mm-hmm. Now, it's nice to know that somebody is certifying something as organic and naturally grown, but how do you know? And what soil are they growing it in? And what pesticides were there before? So here's the point. You really don't know what's going on with what you're eating. What's in that? I mean, we saw a few years ago, remember the Mexican strawberries?
Right.
Children were getting sick, and then what did we find out? Well, the Mexicans down there couldn't afford fertilizer, so they were using human feces to fertilize their strawberry fields.
Right.
Sounds like a great plan, but there's only one problem. That makes a lot of people sick.
Absolutely.
We've got people that will certify stuff as organically grown, and you kind of have to trust them, but there's a phenomenon in this country that's growing, and you better than anybody else knows this, that more and more people are taking the responsibility for their own lives and their own nutrition, and they're growing their own garden fresh fruits, herbs, and vegetables.
And they're reaping health rewards as a result of that and minimizing the dangers to themselves and to their families. There's no doubt about it, John. It is the way to go. And folks, even with patios, can grow part of their own food out in large pots or even in paper or plastic bags filled with potting soil. Out on patios, you can grow a large amount of food. You can grow a couple of 100 pounds of tomatoes on a back patio in two plants. It's amazing what you can grow in a small amount of space. And I think, as you're aware, the Ark Institute is involved in preserving those seeds that make it possible for people to grow their own food and feed themselves. Yet the powers that be are moving us in the direction to take away yet that fundamental God-given right to feed yourself. Because we were talking, I think last time you and I talked, we talked about Terminator technology and
right.
The fact that they were trying to end our ability to grow our own food, to make us dependent 100% on seeds produced and foods produced by multinational corporations.
That
has reached a fever pitch now.
Yeah, and they say, of course, the agri groups that are taking over the entire planet's food supply, literally, I mean, this
literally.
Is not a joke. They
right.
are literally consolidating, and they're giving us stuff that, folks, they control the food. If you want to control world's population, you control the food. If you put the proverbial carrot on the proverbial stick and you wave it in front of a hungry person's face, they're going to follow you wherever you go.
You betcha.
And
tell me what to do.
Yeah,
and I'll do it.
And in this country, you know, back in the 30s and the 40s and going into the 50s, you know, better living through chemistry, they came up with wonderful ways of, well, ridding your crops of pests, you know, mm-hmm. getting greater yields, you know, more bushels of corn per acre or whatever you were growing. And it all seemed fine and dandy, and the results produced, well, were visible right away. But the problem is that these chemicals and these fertilizers that they're putting into the soil is literally killing the soil,
mm-hmm.
rendering it almost
dead.
Sterile.
Yes.
And this is where the plants get the nutrients that you ingest in your body so that you can survive, have a healthy immune system, and lead a happy, healthy, normal life.
That's absolutely correct, and you've hit on several very important factors there. One thing that you said was that there's so much concentration in the food supply network globally. That concentration is so bad, John, that it has been said in the United Kingdom, as a matter of fact, that if you were to assemble the CEOs that are responsible for feeding 90% of the people on this planet, they could all be assembled on a small patio in the backyard for a barbecue. That is absolutely how concentrated the control of the global food supply is today. We are doing more and more mega mergers, and they are controlling 90% at least of the commercial global food supply.
And they plan on controlling all of it.
Absolutely.
If you want food to be produced, you want to purchase food, you're going to have to purchase it from a farmer or some agri-group that's going to take that, process it, put it on the shelves, and there's your option. Now,
that's
you
right.
can have one genetically modified food or organism, take one from column A, column B, it's all the same stuff.
Right.
They plan on controlling all the foodstuffs, and to the point that they engineered it so it wouldn't, it's sterile, it, the seeds will not reproduce.
That's right.
So you have to go back to these very same people that are using this genetically modified foods in growing it in burned out, pesticided, fertilized soil, and there you go. Here's your food. Go ahead and eat it. Think you're gonna get you're gonna fill yourself up, and it's gonna be nutritious and whatever. Welcome to sitting at a table, and the more you eat, you might as well just say that you're killing yourself.
Right, and that's the other outstanding point you made, and that is the bathing of the soils and all of these chemicals has essentially sterilized the soil, and that's not in all fields. But what has happened is you are rendering the soil lifeless. Soil is not just sand and or as people commonly call it, dirt. It's not just mineral. It is alive. As a matter of fact, a larger proportion of soil is living organisms in the form of fungi and bacteria, what you would call, most people would call molds. Well, there are organisms in a fungal family called mycorrhizae in the soil, which you would not believe this, John, but they actually invade the roots of plants, and then they spread themselves out sometimes as far as a half a mile, connecting a single plant to a half a mile of nutrients from which this plant actually can feed. And this is nature's way of making sure that plants gather the broadest spectrum of nutrients to keep us healthy. Trace minerals, for example, that are critical to good immune systems. Well, the more of this chemical garbage we put in the soil, the more inhospitable the soil is to the growth of these microbes that then invade, beneficially invade, the roots of plants. These are necessary for the plants to live, and it is pure arrogance for these companies to believe that they can dump this garbage on soils, rendering these organisms dead, and not expect them to have an impact not only on the plant, but on the health of those animals and people who eat those plants.
Well, and it's fascinating. I was watching a program the other night on a guy by the name of George Washington Carver, a very smart guy.
Oh, yes.
There was a problem in the South that, they kept planting cotton, but the problem was that the cotton was taking all the nutrients out of the soil, and they didn't know anything about crop rotation.
Right.
So he introduced the peanut, of all things, mm-hmm. had like over 130 patents on different stuff that you could do with peanuts, and you could do crop rotation, so you could, you know, plant one crop one year, rotate that over, plant another crop, or leave the field fallow on a certain schedule, mm-hmm. and has a way of re-energizing itself. But the stuff that they're doing today to the soil, Jerry, the stuff that they're doing, I mean, folks, think about this. I mean, seriously, think about this. These Terminator genes that Jerry and I talked about before, well, these are non-hybrid or open-pollinated. They've got to be chemically untreated, okay? Chemically untreated so it could be grown and processed and for you to eat. I don't, you know, Jerry, what's chemicals have to do with food?
Right.
You know?
I mean, life is based on chemicals, if you will, but they are the natural chemicals that nature in all of her wisdom has put into balance in soils and in plants. It's when we, in our arrogance as human beings, decide that we know better and that we are going to change what has been given to us in order to feed us forever, that's when we get into this great trouble. Now, the month of February was absolutely critical, and February's not over yet. Absolutely a remarkable month for this battle, John, because something just happened. On February 7th through 11th, there was a UN conference on biodiversity in Bangkok. And at that conference, U.S. representatives were there, lots of governments were there. And you'll remember Percy Schmeiser. You and I talked about him a little bit. He was a 70-plus-year-old Canadian farmer who Monsanto sued for stealing their technology, not paying for their Roundup Ready canola seeds. Mm-hmm. Those seeds and pollens and so on blew on to Percy Schmeiser's field up in Canada and invaded his field, unwanted and unwelcome, contaminated his field and his crop with all of this genetically modified garbage, this Roundup Ready garbage, and Percy was sued by Monsanto for stealing it without paying for it and for legal fees and so on. And this gentleman is now 74 years old. He fought this all the way up to the Canadian Supreme Court, and it was a huge red flag when the Canadian Supreme Court ruled against him, stating that it didn't matter how the seed got on his field. It didn't matter how Monsanto's genes got into his crop, but he had them in his crop. Therefore, he was responsible for paying for them and paying damages to Monsanto. That was a huge red flag to farmers who want to grow things naturally around the world. And Percy just appeared before the UN, and he spoke because he found out that the Canadian government had planned on that day, this February 7th, to push for the immediate adoption of and field testing of Terminator gene technology, which would render seeds sterile, which would prevent farmers or individuals around the world from ever growing and saving their own seeds to feed themselves.
And I'm sure, Jerry, that that was just a coincidence.
Oh, of course.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we got to take a short break here.
Sure.
What I'm going to do, what we're going to do with your web banner on our site, we are going to take today's interview and we will post that next to your tag so people can click on that to learn more about your service and your most needed product here. Folks, it's called seeds, naturally germinating seeds that reproduce. That's right. Guess what? More seeds. I love the idea. We'll be right back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back, Jerry Gudetti, the ARC Institute. The website is www. I was told that, John, you don't have to do the World Wide Web anymore. I always do, because it sounds stupid not saying it. Aren't we conditioned now? www.arkinstitute.com. And these are the non-hybrid seeds, folks. And you know what? You don't have to plant a huge garden. You don't have to plant, you know, 25 rows of corn or whatever the case may be, because, quite frankly, you can produce more than you can possibly consume. Folks, remember the days that people used to do canning? Well, there was a reason for that. They saved a lot of money. But nowadays, aside from saving money, Jerry, and it is cost-saving, for a little bit of labor to till some soil, to plant your seeds, to grow food, it's an experience unto itself. Many, many, many people find it most gratifying to get their fingers in the soil and produce something themselves that's alive. It's invigorating. Ask any farmer about that, and he'll basically tell you the same thing.
These are our human roots.
That's exactly right, our human roots. And folks, don't imagine here for a second that you have to dig up your entire backyard to plant a garden. As Jerry said, that you can do flower boxes. If you live in an apartment complex, you can do flower boxes, or rather than planting daisies or pansies in your flower boxes that ring your porch, you can grow all kinds of foods in there. But I want you to understand that you don't have to become a full-time farmer to enjoy the benefits of healthy fruits and vegetables and herbs. You can do this yourself and take those seeds that you get from those plants, and guess what they're ready to do? They're ready to plant next year.
Right.
So all you have to do is keep that chain of the foods that you want to eat just in the ground, plant these seeds, grow them, harvest the seeds, and the good, nutritious food that you have control over. That's the thing that I love the best.
Right. You do have control. And another thing to keep in mind is that you will have seed to give away. You know, it was only about a generation and a half ago that people used to give seeds as wedding gifts to couples because it meant giving food security for the future. People can go ahead and save seeds from their own plants, give them away to other people, share the wealth, or they can freeze them, stick them in their freezer, and store them for emergencies or for future years. Grow up three or four plants this year. Grow up a different three or four next year. Learn how to handle one particular kind of plant as a hobby, and you already have yourself part of true food security, which is what all of our predecessors had that today's people, the majority of them, do not have. It's critical that people learn how to take care of themselves, because given the agenda, given the direction that people, that the multinationals are going in, the genome companies that are intent on monopolizing all of the genes for all of the food that feeds the human race, and my gosh, this is not an overstatement. Again, February, Syngenta, which is the number one multinational corporation in agricultural chemicals, and Syngenta is number three in seed production. How about they applied for a patent in 115 countries that would give them multi-genome monopoly, that means the control of the genetics, over at least 40 plant species, not 40 plants. 40 plant species, because they identified flowering genes and rice, and they're claiming them as their own, and it turns out that the same kinds of gene sequences are in other food plants, wheat, oats, you name it. They want genetic and monopoly control over those foods.
All right, I'm going to hold you over to the top of the hour break here. A couple of announcements, ladies and gentlemen. This Tuesday is at Serrano's down here in, that's right, Austin, Texas. First speaker on Tuesday evening starting at 7 o'clock, Jeremiah Griffith on Texans Against Checkpoints. And a friend of mine starting at 8 o'clock, one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. I'll be introducing Carl Schwartz down there. Folks, this is Tuesday night. This is put together by Randall Mock, Truth Seekers. You can go to truthseekers.com and get more information on it. You international shortwave listeners, 3210 on your dial. We'll be right back after this short break.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making to bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.